We've launched the Lenten campaign. It's obviously the 44th year of the campaign, so it's well established, and the famous boxes are a million of them are going around the country over the next couple of weeks. So the theme this year is particularly looking at humanitarian relief. So what we're saying is that we want to deliver humanitarian relief to a million people this year, and we're asking for people's help to allow us to do that. The family on the box this year are from Honduras. They're from a village in the north of Honduras that is suffering from very frequent storms and flooding. And those storms and floods are increasing every year due to the rising sea levels and just generally the worsening climatic conditions there. That northern coast of Honduras is actually the most vulnerable area in the world to climate change related storms. So people there really live in a very difficult situation where every 3 to 4 months they have to evacuate their homes. And we've put in systems and trainings to help them evacuate safely, and we provide materials to get them out of their homes safely. But it's just one example of how we're providing humanitarian aid to people around the world. And so that's the theme this year, and we're asking people to, as they always do, to very generously give us their support and get behind the campaign and enable us to get the aid to people who need it.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's looking at an issue, you know, like climate change or climate security or livelihood security, are they going to need more than just money? I mean, money isn't always going to solve this problem.
Yeah, well, exactly. In that particular instance in Honduras, we provide training and evacuation routes and also material support for them in terms of boats and food and water and things like that. But you're right, ultimately what they need is safe land, because this problem is going to get worse. And so it's a big problem for them and for many people like them that the village that they have always lived in the next 20 years, that village probably won't be there anymore, because the sea is eventually going to take over that land. So we're working with the local community there to campaign to get this, to get them new land, safer land away from the sea. So that's the longer term approach we're taking, that we do ultimately need to give them a longer term security.
What are the opportunities to get new land? I imagine land is becoming increasingly scarce if more of the land is being threatened.
It is, and unfortunately the big problem in Central America is that there's huge inequalities, and so generally the poorer communities don't have access to land. That's particularly true of their indigenous communities. There's huge levels of discrimination, there's huge levels of inequality, and land ownership tends to be concentrated amongst a tiny, tiny percentage of the country. So we see that not just in Honduras, but also in Guatemala, Nicaragua, countries like that. So it's very difficult. Unfortunately, it's not just a case of finding them a fresh plot of land and buying it. It's a lot more complicated over there, and that's why we need to involve government and local officials to try to make it happen. Because, as I said, within 10 years, the village that the Lenten community are in won't be there anymore. Yeah. And they know that, and we know that, and everyone knows that, but it's how do we actually get them out?
And I mean, so how would people's donation to the Troker boxes help that?
Yeah, well, the donations this year are part of, they're funding our general work. But what specifically in this instance, they will help get aid into that community. So we've trained a number of people in the community basically on how to flag when storms are coming, how to prepare the community, how to gather them together and how to get them out safely. We've dug an escape canal and provided boats so that they can get into these boats quickly and get to safer land. And then when they get there, we provide them with water and food and other equipment like that. But what we also need is support on that more advocacy route, I suppose. So we're working with the community and with local organisations, and we're funding their campaign to try to get more long-term solutions for that community. But donations to Lenten campaign will also provide humanitarian aid around the world. So the other country that we're highlighting this year is South Sudan. There was recently a famine declared in one part of South Sudan. We've been in that country for over 40 years now, so we're well established there and have good networks and good local partners there. So we are responding to that. We're getting in you know, just very basic food and water materials. That's what the people need at the moment. So donations will also go to that and also to similar programs around the world, because unfortunately there are an unprecedented number of people requiring humanitarian aid. They say there's about 70 million people who'll need food assistance this year. And about 65 million people who are displaced by conflict. So the numbers are incredible, and they really are unprecedented over the last number of decades.
Is that striking to you, you know, in the sense that Troca, as you say, has been around for a long time, and they've been working in this area for a long time, but, you know, instead of things getting better, or maybe things are getting better in some ways, but a lot of things are just getting worse?
Yeah, I mean, people sometimes say that, you know, that organizations like Troca have been around for so long, and what has the impact been? But actually, when you look at there's been enormous progress on so many issues. I mean, if you look even globally, the number of people living in extreme poverty is less than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. The number of children attending school has never been as high. We're definitely winning the battle against diseases like viruses like HIV, like malaria, things like that. So there's been enormous progress made, and, you know, hundreds of millions of people have been lifted out of extreme poverty. But what we're seeing is things like climate change and also the spread of conflicts and the impact that's had on people being displaced. It means that the poorest of the poor have never had it this hard. But the number is smaller, but the needs are greater, I suppose, is the way to look at it. So
that's interesting. So even though there's less poor people, people who are poor are in really dire straits, because what livelihoods they had are really being corroded.
Yeah, so if you look at places like, for example, the north of Kenya or Somalia, places like that, people in rural areas in those countries have always lived in poverty. There's always been a lot of challenges they face. But when you go to those areas now, what you see is the access to water has just decreased completely. There are very, very few ways to access water for them. So it's actually more difficult for them now than it probably was 20, 30 years ago. But that's not the case in all communities. You know, there has, as I said, there have been enormous progress made. But it's when you're living in that real dire extreme poverty, it's probably more difficult now than at any time before. And the number of people being displaced by conflicts hasn't been this high since World War II. So the spread of conflict has had an enormous impact. And obviously Syria accounted for about 13 million of the people displaced. But not just in Syria. In South Sudan, for example, there are 3 million people displaced by the conflict. And that has certainly hastened the country's descent into famine. There's drought issues at play as well, but the conflict has no doubt compounded that drought significantly. So those two issues, climate change and conflict, are the real two global challenges of our time, I think. And unfortunately, they are beginning to outpace the progress that we are making in a lot of other areas.
Yeah. And I mean, in terms of the Lenten boxes, in terms of the Troca boxes, do people still tie it in with Lent? I mean, I know when I was younger, it was a sense of, well, you gave up sweets, and the money that you might otherwise have spent on sweets, you now give to the Lenten box. Is there still that mentality going on? Do people still have a Lenten mentality, I guess, to the giving?
Yeah, I think they do. I think that is the traditional approach, isn't it? You give up sweets or chocolate or whatever, and the money goes in the box instead. And I think that's definitely the case. We're really fortunate in that, you know, through the school network in Ireland, that the boxes, you know, get delivered to schools around the country. And then also, obviously, through the parish structures as well. So people can go to their local church and get a box and bring it home and fill it. People use it in a variety of ways, I think. Some people do that, put in the pennies that they would be spending on the things that they've given up. Other people just make one-off donations through the website. But I think that people know that, I think that people associate Troca with this time of year, and they associate the box. The box is going for 44 years now. People have, you know, grown up with it. You know, anyone who's was in school over the last 44 years will remember the box coming in. They'll remember bringing it home and proudly putting it on the kitchen table and telling their parents that they had to fill it. So I think we're really lucky that we do have that real connection with people. And there is a sense, I think, that it is a national campaign that people at this time of year know that this is the time when people in Ireland really bandy together in support of the world's poorest people. And so it's a real national campaign, and people really get behind it. And as I said, the numbers that we get in, or the donations we get in, are really staggering when you think about the size of the country. And it's a real testament, I think, to people in Ireland that they give so generously at this time of year.